Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I've been here now coming up on 8 years. February will be 8 years. And one of the things I've learned is that this place, this church, has a special place in your heart, in all of our hearts. I was reminded this morning that Don was at Tuesday, you said? When's the 7th? Is it Tuesday? Yeah. This Tuesday, this church will celebrate its 80th birthday. You may remember 5 years ago we observed the 75th anniversary, but this is a significant place to all of us. When we come here, we find a bit of respite from the busyness of the world. We come like Mary to sit at Jesus' feet and focus on God's word. In the narthex and in the fellowship room, we enjoy the company of brothers and sisters in the faith. We find satisfaction as we work together at taking care of this place, having Bible study, planning events, and other activities here. I think a hymn puts it well when it says, "Oh, how blessed is this place, filled with solemn light and grace." The problem is, after we come here, then we have to leave to go back into the workaday world, the worry-a-day world. In the book Devotions for the Chronologically Gifted, Pastor August Manicki wrote a devotion titled, "Has God Forgotten?" And he shares this little anecdote. He said, "Our daughter shared a conversation she overheard at home. Our 3-year-old grandson was standing at the basement stairs, trying to muster enough courage to make the descent. Before taking his first step, he said, 'Oh, Jesus, it's awful dark down there. You better hold my hand.'" I think sometimes church is like that hand of Jesus. We come to get recharged here, but then we have to go down into the often dark and scary places of life, our real life. I don't know, I think I'd turn that around. This is the real life. Out there is just life. Our theme on these Sundays in Advent is the Bible, our book of Advents. The Advents, that is the comings of God in the Bible, remind us that God came to his people as he worked out his plan for our salvation. But does Jesus make Advents to you during those work-a-day, worry-a-day weeks? Does he come now to give us strength and hope and peace for our daily living? This morning we heard that familiar story of Jacob's ladder. You may or may not remember, but the name Jacob means trickster or supplanter, maybe even literally heel grabber. As he and Esau were born, he came out holding onto Esau's heel, remember, his ankle. This trickster it kind of comes down to someone who takes something that isn't rightfully his. And Jacob certainly lived up to his name. As the firstborn, his older brother Esau was entitled to the family birthright, the blessing of his father, Isaac. But with the help of his mother, Jacob deceived Isaac and took the birthright. Now you can probably imagine how angry Esau was. Knowing it was now too dangerous for Jacob, his brother's parents, the brother's parents, Isaac and Rebekah, sent him away to live and work for Rebekah's brother, his uncle Laban. It's kind of hard to imagine how difficult that must have been for Jacob. He didn't know if he would ever see his parents again. In fact, we discover later that Rebekah died while he was still away. So here's Jacob on his first major trip away from home. His brother is angry, and for good reason, so angry his own parents think he's going to get killed. Have you ever found yourself in a situation like that? Maybe not just like that. You pack a bag and you leave, you're full of worries. not knowing what's going to happen. You're walking miles all alone. Night comes. You find a place that looks safe, but how safe? It's not like they're in a hotel where you can double lock the door. Are there wild animals about, or maybe people with bad intentions? And there doesn't seem to be anything around, and so you use a rock for a pillow. It doesn't get much more real world than that. But what's next? I want to read a portion, a good portion, most of that Old Testament reading again. And Jacob dreamed, and behold, there was a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you and to your offspring. Your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south, and in you and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave until I have done. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised to you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid, and he said, how awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. When I put up a ladder, like I did just not too long ago, putting up Christmas lights, that ladder goes from the earth up, so I can get up there and hopefully not climb on the roof and fall off and get hurt. But which way is Jacob's ladder going? Is it going up to heaven so that we can get to God? Or is it coming down from heaven to earth so that God comes to us? Well, that question is actually answered in our gospel reading. Over 1,000 years later, and just a bit north of the place where Jacob had his dream, Jesus had just begun his ministry, his public ministry. And you know the story. Philip met Jesus and then went and told Nathanael, and he said, we found him, we found the Messiah, he's Jesus of Nazareth. But Nathanael is skeptical, you know, nothing good comes out of Nazareth. And then not long after, Nathanael meets Jesus face to face. And Jesus says, ah, now here's an Israelite who always looks for the truth. And that caught Nathanael off guard a bit. He said, how do you know me? And Jesus answered him, before Philip talked to you under the fig tree, I saw you. Before we came face to face, I already saw you. And Nathanael is stunned, and he says, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. And now, with Jacob's ladder in mind, listen to this. Jesus said, because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these. Truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. The ladder with angels ascending and descending that Jacob saw was a dream to him. But God tells us that the ladder is really a person, Jesus. So does the ladder go from earth to heaven or from heaven to earth? Well, actually, it's both. The Son of God comes down to people like Jacob, people like you and me in our workaday, worry-a-day lives. He comes as our brother, takes our sins to the cross where he dies, and 3 days later rises from the dead, and then 40 days later ascends into heaven, goes back to the Father. Why? So that we can ascend to God. As Peter writes, Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that what? He might bring us to God. And as Jesus descends and ascends for us in our salvation, the angels descend and ascend. When he was born in Bethlehem, the angels came down and sang, "Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace among those with whom he is pleased." After his baptism, Jesus is tempted by Satan, and the angels were ministering to him. When he was in the agony of the Garden of Gethsemane, there appeared an angel from heaven, strengthening him. And then after his resurrection, the angels were there again. "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He's not here, but has risen." And when he ascended, the angels told the disciples, "The story isn't over yet. There will be another descent of the Lord Jesus. This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." And then remember what Jesus said about his return. "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne." When Jacob awoke from his dream, he declared, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." And it's the same for us. Surely the Lord is in this place, and we forget it. We forget that Jacob's ladder is an ongoing story. The Spirit of the Lord Jesus continues to descend to us with God's promises. He comes to you and me in our real world lives. And that's a good thing, because like Jacob, you and I are scared by the journey ahead of us. Like Jacob, we think we're all alone. But God said to Jacob, "I am with you and will keep you wherever you go." And today Jesus says to you, "I am with you always, to the end of the age." And Jacob heard, "I am with you and will bring you back to this land." And Jesus promises, "I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." As Jesus descends to be with us, the Spirit invites us to lift our hearts heavenward so that we anticipate our own ascension when we will be with Jesus forever. Now let's be sure to think about this clearly. What did Jacob have when he awoke from his dream? In one sense, life was still the same. He was still on the run, a journey ahead of him. He was alone. But he had one thing that made all the difference. He now had the promises of God. And so do you and I. For all the promises of God find their yes in him, in Jesus Christ. And so do you. It's awful dark sometimes, Jesus. You better hold my hand. And he does. Does God speak to us as he spoke with the people of the Old Testament? Well, sort of, kind of, yes and no. I guess I haven't talked to everybody in church, but I don't think anybody has ever seen God, had God speak to him and appear to him. And when God appeared to the patriarchs, which, by the way, really wasn't that often. I mean, the time frame that is spoken of is rather large, and those events just took place a few times. But when it did, he showed up in different forms. As we saw last week, when Abraham was sitting in front of his tent, God came as a man. He came to Jacob in a dream. Next week, we'll hear of him coming to Moses in a burning bush. Even then, God didn't always take the same form or even take a form that could be seen. But there's always something that's the same. Every time he came, he spoke. His word is the one constant in all of God's advents. And that also is true for us. But we have the blessing of having that word in a fuller way than Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob. Peter says it this way. He says, we have something more sure. The prophetic word to which you will do well to pay attention, as to a light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Whether it's in Sunday worship or in your daily devotion, Jesus descends to be with you. He speaks to you through his word. We do love this place. We love to come to this place of worship. But God, by God's sure word, the Spirit descends to us. His word comes into our ears as we hear the scriptures, which declare Jesus in readings, in liturgy, in sermon, in every baptism. His word comes down, and we remember that time of our baptism, our own rebirth of newness of life and the hope of heaven. And today again, here in his supper, he gathers us for forgiveness in anticipation of our gathering in glory with all sin and sorrow finally past and gone. And Jesus makes Advents to you during the week as well. As you read your Bible, God's book of Advents, the Spirit of Jesus comes to you every time, just as he came to Jacob. Comes to you in a way that even a three-year-old boy can understand and confess. God's Advents happen again and again, even if we don't know it. So I really encourage you this week. A good time to remember, as we are in this Advent, of God's comings to us, his Advents to us. I encourage you this week to remember Jacob's ladder. Picture that as you go out into whatever challenging things you find this week. Oh, Jesus, it's awfully dark out here. You better hold my hand. Take Advent out of the church and into your lives. Work a day. Worry a day, or worries a day, world. Take Advent with that prayer that we pray when we sing these words. O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray, cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord, Emmanuel. Amen. Please rise.